Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast.
I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel.
Where you can master the art of enriching your life.
What kind of kindergarten shit is this?
And finding a path to financial freedom.
Who the fuck was supposed to teach me how to do my taxes?
So sit back, relax, and step into the Rich Room.
You know I can't help this, cause they know they can never touch this. So baby, let me talk my shit, or I might just throw another fit.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel. I am joined by my first ever guest. She's probably the coolest person I know, and the kindest, and the product of a teen pregnancy. Please welcome my daughter, Madison.
Hi. Hi guys, I'm Madison. I am the lovely daughter of this lovely person.
We had to kind of have a lot of prep to get ready today. We both had to have our waters.
Yes.
We both had to have our chapstick. Mm-hmm. We both had to apply the chapstick before starting the podcast.
Many times.
I'm sorry for passing my affliction on to you.
I mean, I've gotten comments throughout my life, like, people tell me how soft my hands are and, like, how, like, pretty my lips look. So, like, obviously, it's doing something right. I'm hydrated, and that's good.
Blessed and moisturized, as Candace Dillard would say. Yeah, well, you literally used to eat chapstick when you were a baby.
No, I can't believe that.
But I would literally get chapstick. Your lips would be so chapped. I'm like, oh, this girl needs some chapstick. And then you became obsessed with it like I am. And then you became obsessed with lotion like I am. And I guess now you have moisturized, dewy skin and supple lips. And you have me to thank for that.
Yeah, right. I mean, I can't stop now.
There is no way you could stop now.
I have to keep this going throughout my whole life.
Yeah, I think you're a lifer now, like me. Like,
yeah.
People ask...
For a lifer.
Lifer. Have you ever heard people say, like, what would you take with you on a deserted island? One of my number one, if there's only one option, my number one is chapstick.
Mm. See, I would probably say the number one would be lotion. Oof. Because, when I was at camp, I used lotion as chapstick sometimes whenever, and being on a deserted island, you know me, I'm gonna play in the water.
You make a good point, because you could use, and I have done this in the past as well, you could use lotion as chapstick, but you can't use chapstick as lotion.
No, you can't, and I've tried. I've been in desperate situations and just, like, rubbed chapstick on my fingertips.
No way. Have you really?
Camp is brutal. I'm away from my cabin, like, all day, and then if I don't have lotion or chapstick, I'm kind of screwed. At least when I was a camper. If I'm a counselor, I can go back, but...
I literally just did what I told you not to do.
Yeah. So I noticed, but I wasn't going to say anything.
I told Madison right before we started, I was like, if you're going to drink some water, you need to do it when no one's talking because of the sound. And while she was talking, I literally just drank my water and made a sound. So, you know, we're breaking the fourth wall of podcasting right here.
Oh, well.
So I like that you brought up camp, because last episode I told the listeners about the... Lice check from hell at camp when you... How old were you? Do you remember?
I think I was 11. Was that the first or second year?
No, it was more than maybe third. I think you started going when you were like 7.
I don't know, honestly.
We lived in New Orleans. That's what I remember. And that's like a good barometer for me.
Yeah, we did. We lived up Bank Street. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
that was the second year.
So basically, for anyone who didn't listen to last week's episode... Madison wanted to dye her hair blue. We got her hair dyed blue after much, you know,
back and forth,
and it took a lot to dye your hair blonde first, and then you have to dye it blue over.
It's an 8-hour process.
And did the woman tell you, this is what I remember, that she told the one who did your hair that you shouldn't wash it, that you should leave it so that it can set more?
Yeah, because if you wash it too soon, the color's just gonna fall out.
hence the dry shampoo.
Yeah, I lathered that stuff all over my head. Can I curse on here?
Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Okay, well, I lathered that shit all over my head because I didn't want to show up to camp busted and my hair was greasy.
Busted. And
but whenever they were looking at my hair, they came across the dry shampoo and was like, that's a knit.
So it was just built up dry shampoo. Dry shampoo. And you know what? They were like, so we live together, right? Yeah. And they were like, you need to go and throw her brush out. I'm like, she uses my brush that I just used this morning. So, and I didn't throw a damn thing out. We didn't have fucking lice, okay? There was no lice. Mm-mm. They were just trying to make a quick buck because they were the barrier to entry of camp. If we didn't do that, you couldn't go to camp. Yeah. And I'm like, we just drove 3 hours to come to camp at like 5 a.m.
Yeah. And they were like, you can go to Walgreens and have this little, get this own little treatment. Mm-hmm. You can go to a hotel or you can pay us $500 right now and we'll do it. And we'll let you in.
I don't think it was $500 because that would have...
What?
It wasn't $500. But I must have made it seem like it was
$500. I feel like you told me it was $500. You're just exaggerating. But in my mind this whole time, I thought it cost $500. And they were like... Give me that money.
They definitely were like giving me that money. It costs a lot of money because I say I'm calculating into the cost of actually getting the hair done and the treatment. The treatment was like $150, but I think your hair was like $150 too. Yeah. So together it was about $300 ish. That's what I'm gonna stick with.
And then gas prices.
And then gas prices. They had to go. And the mental cost and the emotional cost. It's a rare thing for Gigi and I to both be mad at the same time. Usually,
that was one of those rare instances.
It was a rare instance. Gigi called me after she heard the last podcast episode, and she was like, I had to go sit in the car. I was so angry.
Yeah,
I do feel like that is not a good way to respond, though.
Did you go sit in the car?
No. For us to get so upset and get so heated and get so... I mean, all we did was work ourselves up and all we did was make you upset too.
Yeah. I mean, I was upset because I thought I had lice.
Right, but we didn't make it better.
Yeah.
We didn't ease those anxieties.
Once we had our doctor friend double check and make sure that I didn't have lice, there was another doctor that I was friends with. Mm-hmm. And, I was friends with their kids. At camp. Mm-hmm. And so she checked and was like, yeah, you don't have lice. Don't know why they're being like this.
I know. God bless her. I love her because do you remember when you broke your ankle?
Yeah.
At freaking, what was that place
Sector
called?
Sector 6.
Sector 6. It's a trampoline park.
I have not been back to a trampoline park.
I haven't either, honestly. So for those who don't know this story, So Madison, I was very concerned about your integration from Gulfport to New Orleans. Like, I wanted it's a big difference.
Yeah.
That was kind of the point of moving there, but it's a big difference.
Town to city.
Yeah, 100%. And so you knew the triplets, and y'all got into camp together, and so I was like, okay. I'm like, we're setting up a play date. I'm going to take them to the trampoline park. They're going to have a great time. She's going to make some new friends. She's going to have someone to sit with at lunch. That's basically it, right?
Yeah.
That was like the whole thing. You need someone to sit with at lunch at school.
Friendships are necessary to just get through the day.
High school, bro.
Most specifically, especially middle school. Jesus.
And so I don't know where I was. I was just like walking around. And then I heard someone crying, and it's almost like when you're a mom, you can like, oh, that's a cry, I know. And I started going, and I was like, oh my gosh, where is it? And you were, poor thing, you were like crying your eyes out. So your ankle was visibly broken. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I had just moved to New York. I just started working as an attorney. I was like, I don't know where to go here. I don't know what to do. And the triplets' mom was a pediatrician, so she told us what to do.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you what, I like freaking beasted you there, you know when they say moms can, like, move cars?
Yeah.
You were 11 years old.
Yeah.
Which is an older age. And I'm not, I don't have a lot of upper body strength, but I sure as shit picked you up from the ground and carried you like
princess
a...
princess style.
Princess style, like a freaking baby out of there. And I felt so bad. And I do, and the triplets, I was like, just hold on to my shirt. Hold on to my shirt and we're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
Whew, that was stressful, man. And then they told me at the hospital, they were like, yeah, one of her legs might be shorter.
And it is. My left foot is smaller than my right foot. And I don't know if my leg is shorter necessarily. But, I mean, I just have joint problems, so I'm always leaning every which way. So if it is, I wouldn't be surprised. But I know my left foot is smaller.
I know. We're both very, very hypermobile
in
our joints and stuff.
Yeah. The guy that broke my ankle just walked away from that situation. It was him and his friend. And, like, had, like, jumped directly next to me and, like, launched me off. And I landed on the hard part of the trampoline. Mm-hmm. Like, the little parts in between.
Is that what broke your ankle?
Yeah.
Girl, you've been telling me this whole time that he jumped directly on your ankle.
I mean, I don't know which one.
What it really was?
I know my ankle was broken. I know I landed on the hard part.
That's all that matter.
I know I tried to walk on the hard part because I didn't realize it was broken. And it rolled. Because it just, like, wasn't attached. So.
Oh, bro. I mean, poor thing.
So I don't know if it was broken before that or after that. I don't even remember crying.
Oh, you cried.
I remember crying in the car wholeheartedly, but it kind of just, like, I was just stunned. I know I didn't cry immediately because I tried to walk. And I was like, what is going on? Like, I can't feel it.
Oh, my gosh. What a scary thing. But we got through it.
Yeah.
We also hit a bit of a milestone today, I will say. You slept in your own bed, in your own room. For the whole night.
To clarify, I didn't have a bed. It was either sleep in her room or on the couch. And so,
I do have a huge king size bed.
Yeah.
So it's not like it was an issue, but it is hard for me to get up in the morning and be like, have the noise machine on, have you still asleep? And I'm like ready to like play rap music or something.
Yeah.
And now I'll just do that, but I'll put it on my headphones. But now you have your own room. We got a bed delivered yesterday.
Pretty nice one at that.
I'm fucking impressed.
Yeah.
Like, this is a good bed.
It's comfortable, too.
I'm so happy.
I was expecting it to be pretty crappy.
I'm so freaking happy. Like, you just do not even understand. So we have been continuing your education of movies and TV shows, and I'm actually really proud of the repertoire of, you know, movies and TV shows that you know. I mean, you specifically have a hardcore binge Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, that's what I watched when I was growing
up. Oh, I love that show. I found it on my own, too. You didn't show it to me.
I know.
Funny how that happens.
I know. That is funny.
And we had wisteria whenever.
At our house.
Yeah.
We had wisteria at our house in Gulfport because of Wisteria Lane. Gigi and I watched it and we're like, let's plant wisteria. I mean, isn't that funny? And
I
you
love
remember
those flowers,
the wisteria.
Because that's how I first got stung by a bee. I was picking those flowers. I love the wisteria plants, but I was all up in them. And I grabbed a handful of flowers, and there was a bee inside of them, and it stung my hand. Thank God I'm not allergic.
Was the stinger still in it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, R.I.P. bee.
R.I.P. bee. The only time I recall being stung by a bee was when I was in, like, third grade or something, and I was at a football game, like, elementary school football game, and a bee or a wasp or something flew down my shirt and stung me on my boob.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was terrible. And then, like, all of these people are trying to help me and literally they said tobacco pulls the stinger out. So people are, like, breaking up cigarettes and stuff and putting their hands down my shirt and, like, to get the, and I'm like, this is uncomfortable.
Were you by yourself?
I don't remember.
I don't know why a third grader would be.
Well, it was a game. I'm sure Gigi was there, but I don't know if she was right there.
Like at a soccer game?
She's for sure going to call me after this. Yeah. And be like, I was there! One thing that we both have a major issue with, though, is the volume discrepancies across multiple streaming platforms.
Yeah, I don't understand. This seems like... The way that they are just not aligned with each other at all, honestly, makes it seem, like, very unprofessional, in my opinion.
I think they do this intentionally to fuck with us. Like, I feel like there's so few things that people can do to fuck with other people, like, outright, blatantly. Yeah. I feel like these little things that people do, it's, like, just to make people angry.
Probably, because they get more engagement if they have a reaction.
That's true. I have heard, and have you ever noticed that, like, when you're watching TV and the commercials are way louder than the show? I think that's an intentional thing, too, to make you listen more.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that so much. I also hate Netflix, how whenever you, like, hover over one of the shows, that it starts playing. Yeah. And the sound. I get overstimulated very easily, and I know you do, too.
I do.
And it's just, I don't know.
You can't read and also have the music, or, like, the show playing in the background.
No.
And I hate that if you open your computer, mm-hmm. and if your show was already paused, it will unpause itself.
Automatically?
Yeah. And so that's happened to me many times in class, like in my lecture halls. When I open my computer, because I forgot to close my tab from last night, and Palm Royale starts playing at full blast.
That's what I was about to ask. What were you watching? At least it wasn't something worse.
One time it happened with True Blood.
Shut up.
And that was terrible.
Well, because True Blood is very sex scene heavy.
Yes. Luckily, it wasn't on a sex scene, but it could have been.
Like, we are close, and you told me that you could not watch True Blood with me.
No, I didn't want to.
It's too much. It's too much.
It's like softcore porn.
It is like softcore porn. And it's just... It's a solo show.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it. It was a great show.
Sucky. Oh, sucky. Oh,
Beal. Although Eric was my favorite.
I mean, can we just, like, take a moment to appreciate all that is Alexander Skarsgård? And you didn't even realize that he was the same guy that was in Big Little Lies.
I didn't.
Oh, my God. He's such a different character.
He's just so different. And he's so lovable in True Blood.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's also lethal.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a color of hair of Eric Northman in...
Yeah.
I don't even remember the guy.
He's a Perry. Character.
That's his name. Perry in Big Little Lies.
Oh, yeah. There's a drastic difference to that.
There's a drastic difference. I heard that they're going to do a third season of Big Little Lies.
Oh, I hope so.
I would be very into that. I
love that. Reese Witherspoon? Wow.
Nicole Kidman, Laura Dern. I don't really care so much for Shailene Woodley. And I'll tell you why. Because she starred in that show.
Secret Life of an American
Teenager. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was obsessed with that show.
I was not obsessed with that show.
It makes sense why you wouldn't be.
Because she was a pregnant teen.
Yeah.
And I was like...
She was a brat in that show.
I can't stand... anything about this show. I'm like, I can't do this. And I felt very attacked. I also felt very attacked because Teen Mom, the reality show, came on like right after you were born. Like a few years after you were born. And I'm like, Jesus, what's going on, y'all? I'm like, this is such bullshit. And they were all like the trashiest people. I mean, one went on to do porn. I mean, you know, not to shade sex workers or anything, but, like, your parents don't want to tell people that you're in porn. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to be like, oh, she's in porn. But I wonder if I sold feet pics on the internet, if my parents would claim that.
Probably, honestly.
They'd be like, she's a lawyer who sells feet pics on the internet.
Yeah.
Palm Royale, though, is, like, good.
Oh, I love it.
I love it, too. I had a friend tell me the other day...
Oh, the new episode comes out today.
It did come out. We'll watch it today. Yes. I had a friend tell me the other day that she just does not get it. And I'm like,
what's not to get?
I don't know. It's satirical. It's funny. It's over the top. It's campy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And the fashion?
The fashion's awesome. And I love that it's in Palm Beach, which is like an hour from here.
Yeah.
Really close to
you. Haven't they talked about Coconut Grove? And like,
did they?
Maybe not. But there have been a lot of references to Coconut Grove in media generally.
Griselda.
And I really like that. Yeah.
Griselda. Oh, yes.
Heavy
Coconut Grove. They're like, why don't you go with all the gringos back in Coconut Grove? I'm like,
yeah.
And then the woman's travel agency was in Coral Gables.
Yeah,
and they talked about it the whole time, and I'm like, that's where I live. Someone told me that to go watch Cocaine Cowboys on Netflix. It's apparently about Miami and how Miami was built on cocaine. And I'm like, it makes some sense.
Yeah.
It makes some sense.
I watched that. I loved watching Narcos.
I loved watching Narcos too. The guy, oh my God, what's his name? Like, Pedro.
Pedro Pascal.
Is that his
Pablo
name?
Pablo Pascal.
Pablo Pascal.
I don't remember which one it is.
Wait, we gotta look that up. It's Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. How could I forget?
And he's also in Game of Thrones.
He is?
Oh my God, he's Oberyn Martell.
What? I did not put that together.
Oh my God, yes. The one with the, like, whenever he, where's he from? God, what's the name of that place? Dorne, maybe? I can't remember specifically. But he's in it, and he is everything. I love him so much.
I should rewatch Game of Thrones. It was so sad, the later seasons.
It was really a disappointment, and I have just issues with HBO all around. Like, they keep canceling the shows that I really like.
Yeah.
And I am really over them.
Yeah. I don't like how all of these platforms are, like, in cahoots with each other, and, like, will take one thing off so that you have to pay for it on another platform. Like, how they took Desperate Housewives off of American Prime. Or, not American Prime. Amazon Prime. And now, I mean, luckily I have Hulu, or I think it's on Hulu now. But
that's right. I looked it up.
But, like, if I didn't, I'd fuck.
I know. They can't just stick with one thing. I am to the point that I could just watch The OC. All Real Housewives, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm. You just go get the DVDs.
Yeah.
I need to buy a DVD player.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's getting expensive. I will say something that never disappoints me, though, is reality TV. Mm. It is like, it's like my own form of therapy. It's so, I started watching reality TV heavily in law school because it's like you needed an escape. You needed something to, like, not have your brain working for a short amount of time. Yeah. Because you're thinking all the time. You have seen The Valley.
Yeah.
Did you watch the new episode last night?
I'm pretty sure.
After I went to bed?
Oh, no. I didn't.
Oh. What'd you watch?
Excuse me. I was watching F is for Family.
What?
I was watching F is for Family.
F is for Family? What's that?
It's kind of kitschy. It's like an adult...
animated?
Yeah, show. But it's about a white family in the 1950s.
Uh-huh.
And a poor white family.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's funny. There's a lot of racism, though.
Mm. But is that the point?
Yeah. I mean, it's like...
To point all that out?
Yeah. They pick at everyone.
I love that. Just like 30 Rock.
Yeah.
30 Rock is another educational thing that I bestowed upon you.
I love 30 Rock.
Do you not just love that show so fucking much?
I love 30 Rock. I was so sad when I went to Rockefeller Plaza and they didn't have any 30 Rock merchandise.
That actually was very disappointing.
That is that's a big miss.
It's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
It's a really big
miss. I would have spent so much money.
I know. They fucked up.
Because I walked in there with, like, I was intending on spending, like, $200 on merch. Because Papa had given me a little bit.
Aw, Papa.
Yeah.
Do you, going back to Palm Royale, do you know who Ricky Martin is?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Living La Vida Loca.
Yes, I know who Ricky Martin is.
So he's in Palmerale.
Wait, what?
Wait, okay, so that fact that you didn't know that now
is
like,
I didn't
oh my
realize
god,
that.
He plays Robert, the gay.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Like,
That's what I guessed in my head whenever you said he was on it, but I just had to make sure. I don't know why I thought he was older than that.
Well, he might be, but baby, people are looking younger these days.
Yeah, that's true.
We have learned skincare.
Yeah.
We have learned how to take care of our skin. We know how to kind of like hold off on aging all that much, you know?
Yeah. Botox. I
mean, Botox. Just general skincare. People don't go in the sun as much.
Do sunscreen, SPF.
Sunscreen, SPF. I literally wear a hat almost everywhere. My skin barely, my face almost never gets direct sunlight. Mm. Almost never. Mm-mm. That's like my goal, to never have it in direct sunlight.
Complexion is looking even as ever.
Thank you so much. I put a lot of sunscreen on. I use, you know, my stuff for my hyperpigmentation on my face, which has been a real struggle for me. But whatever. Living La Vida Loca. I mean, I love Kristen Wiig. I love Allison Janney. I love, gosh, what's her name? Carol Burnett. It is like chock full of people. And I fucking loved when they were, like, so it's set in the 60s.
Yeah.
And Lauren Durden's character is talking about, like, fighting for women's right to choose. And she's like, come on, guys. Like, let's just do this. You know, we got to do this now because so then our daughters and our granddaughters won't have to fight for the right to choose to do with their body. And it is just comical, yeah, obviously, given what is going on. And I think
pretty
that's
ironic.
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
But that just cracked me up. I just fucking love that.
It's a sad world, man.
It's a bit of a sad world. It's a bit of a sad world, but it's a funny world.
It is a funny world.
We laugh to keep from crying.
Yes.
We've talked about this, that like life is truly about perspective. Mm-hmm. And you made a good point about the glass half full thing.
Regardless of which you believe, mm-hmm, it is both half full and half empty. Mm-hmm. So you might as well look at it from the positive side.
I know. You're so wise.
Thank you.
You've always been wise. I remember one time you were young, maybe like 4, and we were driving. I think I was taking you to sailing camp or something in the morning. And we're in Gulfport, and we're sitting at a light. And it's, you know, in like Gulfport, Mississippi, when you're sitting at a light and there's no one there, it's just like, it almost seems like it goes longer.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen in big cities. You don't usually go to a light where there's no one around.
No.
But I was not going to run it because, you know, whenever your child's around you, it's almost like you behave better.
You have to set an example.
You have to set an example, right? You have to do the right thing. And back then, I was still road raging very hard. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, this light. And you go from the back seat. The light is like a, what's it called? The light is like a boiling pot of water. Oh, it's like a watched pot.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what's the saying?
A watched pot will never boil.
Yes. She goes, you were like, you know, a watched pot never boils. And I was like, what the hell did you just say? Where the hell did you learn that? I'm like, you're right, but I didn't know I had a tiny Buddha living in my house with me.
I was like a little sponge.
You were.
When
like
I heard
sponge.
Phrases around me, I implemented them.
That's what people do, and like, that's what kids do, you know, but they don't really know the meanings of it. Yeah. I mean, you clearly got the meaning of it because it was right, but like, sometimes you say things. I remember. Two things. First thing. I remember when I was in like 6th grade or something, I was on the phone with a boy and we were talking about Britney Spears and I was saying that I didn't like Britney Spears. What I was trying to say is I didn't like her because she had fake boobs. Why the fuck would I care? But what came out of my mouth was, and I was trying to say fake organisms, but what came out of my mouth was fake orgasms. And Gigi and Lauren were like, do you know what that means? And so then I'm like embarrassed and I just say yes. I'm like, duh. Yeah. it was interesting. Another thing comes to mind. When I was in a play, when I was like in sixth grade maybe, I was standing in a rehearsal for somebody and singing a song, and the words were something through the corny rose. It was Children of the Corn. Mm. And I said, horny rose. I was so embarrassed. People made fun of me. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, I know what that means too. I didn't know what that meant. But I just, just say I do. And
yeah.
Ask questions later.
This is embarrassing not to know something.
It is embarrassing.
That's like one of the, that's one of the worst feelings I've experienced. It's like, I don't know. That's my own problem, but I feel like I have a, both of us.
I was about to say.
We have to be right.
I know. I think I have to do hypnosis on that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And I just like, I can't accept criticism sometimes. Like if I have to do something and like I have to achieve it on my own.
Yeah.
I don't want help.
Yeah.
And I remember one time at camp, me and my co-counselor, we had to do something, and oh, we were making banners for, I think someone's birthday, and, I was doing something, and I couldn't get the lettering just right, and, my co-counselor was like, do you want help? And I immediately was like, no, I need to do it, and they said, that checks out for you.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know if that's inherent. I don't know if I gave that to you. I don't know what that even is from, but it helps you in other ways too.
Yeah. I mean, especially in creative things, when if it's something that I want to do and I want it to look good, I'm the only person that I trust to create my vision.
I understand that. I understand that. So I watched the new episode of The Valley this morning. But it doesn't matter if you didn't see it. It all of this still remains the same. Like, I don't know what to do about the male issue right now. Like, all of these men... Okay, for instance, you did watch this episode. They all went over to Nia and Danny's house to put together a crib. It was Jesse, Jason, and Danny. Three grown-ass men.
Yeah.
None of them knew how to use a drill.
Nope.
None of them knew how to put anything together. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, what the fuck are y'all even good for at this point? I mean, I know this is not every man out there, so I'm not talking about everyone, but this is, like, problematic. And I don't even know what to think. I'm like, y'all should be so embarrassed. And me, coming from me, like, I had to be like both mom and dad. Like, I put together your crib. I freaking changed your side mirror on your car.
You did.
YouTube, baby. I had to Google it, but I did it. I used a wrench. I knew what size to get. Like, ooh, man, it's like, I don't get it.
Just like, can they not follow instructions?
Because they... Bitch, can you read?
Right? I mean, it literally tells you how to do it.
I know.
I can't understand it. Maybe it's because both of us give dad energy, but...
We really do.
I've been handy since I can remember. I've been building things as... Like, if you put something in front of me, then I'm gonna build it.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah,
that's from a movie that you haven't seen called Field of Dreams. Oh. I've actually never seen it either, but I know the reference. I do that.
I have heard that reference
before. I do that a lot. You've heard things so many times, references, and you know what they are, but you've never actually seen the original content. That's one of them. Basically, if you build something, they will come, and they build a baseball field basically out of nothing. Spoiler alert. I think, though...
Baseball stadium?
Like a field.
Well, how do you build a field?
Well, you fix the dirt in the right way. You put bases, dugouts.
Obviously. I was just saying it's a field.
It's a field of dreams. I got a... Someone sent me this. I was talking about, you know, relationships and marriage and whatnot. And they sent me this person on Instagram. And I read this article that they wrote. And it was very interesting because marriage has changed recently. And like in the past, marriage was for survival. Yeah. We needed basic needs met. You had to actually divide and conquer.
It's a contract.
But today, people want like actual partnerships. Yeah. People actually want to be 50-50 with each other. They want someone who's emotionally engaged and supportive, not someone they have to parent. That's probably my biggest thing. Like one of my biggest like deal breakers is like, or I guess like must haves is someone that I don't have to parent.
Yeah. Because you want someone that's going to contribute to the life you build together, like not going to take away from it. And for what's been the truth for so many women has been both parents go to work. Then they come home, and then the woman still has to clean the house, or is expected to clean the house and cook dinner. Do the laundry, clean the dishes.
Be the project manager of the entire family, essentially.
Yeah.
We're doing the planning. We're doing the, parties. Oh, kids' parties. Yeah. Oh, birthday parties. We're planning.
Because that's just what's been considered the woman's role in the household for so long. Mm-hmm. But things are changing. And so women are expecting more of their partners. And the men just aren't compensating for that just yet.
I think women have been carrying most of the load for a very long time.
I agree.
And I think at this point, women are like, I don't have to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stay in a partnership that is not working for me.
Yeah, like with the 4B movement.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure it's in South Korea. Like all of the Korean women are saying, because there's such high rates of like sexual assault and just general domestic abuse.
Yeah.
The women are being like, hey, we don't like y'all. We don't want your kids. We don't care if our race dies out.
Oh,
we're not
shit.
Having your babies go away.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah. Cause I mean, in all actuality, what good has humanity done for like the planet? And like,
well, yeah, I know.
We deserve to be like all dead.
we deserve to all be dead. I mean, it will happen at some point.
But there needs to be a significant change.
Well, I fear that
this is an ultimatum.
I fear, not to get too fucking heavy, but I fear that we're too far gone in terms of planet preservation. I don't want to be like, you know, but like if everyone recycled in the world right now, would it even help?
No, because it's not the people's fault. Mm-hmm. It's the big corporation's fault.
You're right.
Yeah, we're not the ones doing that. The only reason the term carbon footprint was created was for an ad campaign to put the fault onto the people instead of the corporation so that we don't look to them. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the specifics, but I know that the term carbon footprint was created by... I'm pretty sure
marketing
oil corporations.
Thing?
I think it was oil.
That would make some sense. I mean, we're just like, live in La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
Like, what do we even do?
Oh, that scene with the whale on the
Pomeran.
Yeah.
It was good. I started cracking up when Maxine was on the boat and did the whale noises. When she was going to make a speech for that. Die. So freaking funny.
Yeah. And I was not surprised at all that Evelyn was encaptured by this whale.
I know.
Like... I would be too. I don't understand why Maxine couldn't understand it. Like, of course she feels so sad and empty. And like,
I know.
I mean, like,
and her husband just died.
Yeah.
And she just got disinherited from all the money. Yeah. He left her out the fucking will.
Yeah.
So
the only thing left to do is connect with nature.
Is connect with a whale.
Oh.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. So you have watched Summer House with me.
Yeah.
How cringy is it that Carl and Lindsay, like, just watching their relationship play out and unravel?
It feels forced.
It is so baffling to me that they are on completely different pages, because they had that one conversation where they were like, Lindsay was like, you know what really just, like, turns me on is my man, like, crushing life. And he goes, you don't think I'm crushing life? And she goes,
no.
No. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, I appreciate her bluntness.
Yeah.
But then
be honest, I guess.
Be honest. But then she steps away from that conversation, and she went and told him, like, you know, when we have kids, I'm going to have to nurse them and take care of them, so I'm going to need security. Okay, that's not that big of an ask. No. And he's like, telling Kyle, I was like, I didn't realize she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom.
This changes things. Like, would we even be in the same position if she had told me that early on? That was crazy.
I thought that was, like, kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
And also, he's not saying this to Lindsay. He's not saying, no. Like, I don't know if that works for me, babe. Like, I don't know if we need to talk about this more. Yeah. He just, like, ends the conversation and acts like everything's fucking fine.
Yeah.
That's not fair to her. And no. I'm honestly not usually Team Lindsay, even though we have the same name, but it's spelled differently. The bad way, not the good way, like mine. But she walked away from that conversation, went and told her friends. It's such a productive conversation.
Yeah.
And he walked away and was like, this changes things. So I'm like, oh my God. Lindsay has been saying for years that she wanted to have kids immediately. She's in her 30s. And that is, you know, women do have a biological clock. I think it spans further than we've ever understood. I just don't think we've studied fertility later in life.
It's kind of crazy how little research has actually been done on a woman's body.
I know. If men had to get mammograms, I have a feeling the process would be different. I haven't done it yet, but they literally just squish your boob. Yeah. With a machine like this to get an image.
Yeah.
And apparently it's pretty painful.
Yeah. I mean,
we're both like grabbing our boobs like, ow.
I can picture it. Like, ow. Honestly, mine might not hurt as much since I had breast reduction.
Oh, yeah.
You might feel as much.
You don't have as much any nerves. The thing that really pissed me off, though, is that I guess they both do brand deals from social media. And he was like, you know, I don't make as much money as her because I'm not a woman. I'm like,
that was insane.
Sir, sit the fuck down and get a different haircut because the fade does not work for you.
Yeah, maybe you're just not as interesting.
He's really not. He's kind of a little bitch.
Yeah, he's kind of a pussy boy.
A little bit. So I did look it up because, okay, they get paid for being on the show.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a source of income,
but they can't talk about it on the show.
Breaking the fourth wall.
You learned about that yesterday. We had a very deep conversation about breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, because Jax on the Valley was talking about, like, oh, we have no sources of income right now. We need to open this restaurant right now. And I'm like, you're on a show. That's like giving you a lot of money to be on the show.
To pretend you're bald too. You're also getting money to pretend you're bald.
Yeah.
And then your partner is actually bald.
Yeah. That was insane.
You pointed it out, and people on social media have been saying it too. But when he's in that meeting, he was like, yeah, I'm just a guy. You know, we can't have too many steps. Like, first of all, y'all are fucking Neanderthals. Like, actually, I do have Neanderthal DNA. I did my 23andMe, and I actually do have Neanderthal DNA.
Well, that means I do too.
Yes, you do. But they're just fucking stupid. We can't do complicated things. Anyway, so I looked it up for Summer House specifically, and this is coming from, Life and Style. It says that here we go. Life and Style magazine. It says, while the exact amount of money each star makes from the reality series is not known, multiple outlets report that the cast member's salary most likely ranges from $10,000 to $20,000 per episode.
Per episode.
There were 14 episodes during season 5, I guess, when this was written. Meaning, the reality TV stars earned an estimated $140,000 to $280,000 per season. Okay, and that was we're on season 8 now, so that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
they're probably getting way more money now. But they can't talk about that, really. You know?
Yeah.
I get it. I, like, understand kind of what Lindsay means. She's just not attracted to him. Basically, they just don't like each other. Yeah. They both want each other to change significantly.
Yeah. At that point, just get a different person.
Just get a different person.
Yeah.
Just have a different person.
If you don't like this sweater, swap it out for a different sweater.
Something.
Not to compare either of them to sweaters, but...
Another thing about Summer House that really rubbed me the wrong way was Danielle sleeping with Balloon Guy Joe.
Oh, that was insane.
When Gabby was interested in him. So, like, Danielle and Gabby have this great talk on the ride up to the Hamptons, and Gabby's saying, I need a wing woman. I need someone to help me. And Danielle literally bangs the only guy that Gabby is interested in.
Yeah. Gabby's, after making her cry.
I know. Gabby's not interested in barely anyone. And so Danielle, I feel like, should have just stepped aside and be like, oh, you're interested in him? Well, I'm interested in everybody and banging everything with the pulse right now, as she should, sex positive. But, like, I don't understand. It's not like you're going to, like, marry Balloon Guy Joe.
No. It's just really disrespectful to the friendship. And, like, if you're gonna bank him, like, at least, like, go to his house.
I know, do it in a closet or something.
Right, like, not in the bed, on the camera.
Or, oh, girl, I mean,
they were out. They weren't even under the covers.
She was, like, full Monty Nakey. Yeah. Like, I mean.
Can't believe they showed that on the air, honestly.
They can't believe they showed that. I mean,
they do, yeah.
They, I mean, you did see her ass crack, but you didn't see titties and, and vagine.
No, it was, like, naked and afraid.
Do you watch that?
I've seen clips. I used to love the nature shows and, like, Alaskan bush people and then swamp people when I was a kid.
Oh, yes. You did like I those shows. Budget. So, I'm glad you bring this up. Like, what in your life brings you joy? What enriches your life?
I mean, I guess I liked the nature-y shows nature is right. What is what does that for me.
Fish.
Fish. anything tiny.
You have
mini things make me cry. Like, they're so cute.
You're not the only one. I didn't realize there's a whole tiny thing community out there.
I'm crying right now.
I know. I'm so cute.
Lydia also makes me cry because of how cute she is.
Wait, she might be coming in here. Oh my god, she is. Well, looky who is in here.
She had her little entrance.
She knew we were talking
about
her.
If she was more vocal, we would just put her next to the mic. She could be on the podcast.
But her meow is so tiny. Or it used to be really, like, non-existent. Like,
yeah. She's gotten more of a
voice. She's found her voice.
She's got confidence now.
Who, Lydia?
Yeah.
Okay, so some other Bravo news. Apparently, Kyle Richards, do you know who that is? Did you ever watch The Beverly Hills?
Kyle, I think so.
Everyone's saying she is dating a woman now.
I'm pretty sure I saw that.
Somewhere?
Yeah. I think we've talked about this.
I read somewhere that Bravo is saying that if Kyle's going to be on the show for the next season, that she has to show her real relationship with the girl, Morgan. I think they're dating, and I love that for her. Like, I mean, she seems happier than she's ever been, ever.
Was and Kyle she's healthier. The one with the dark brown hair?
She has dark brown hair,
okay, yeah, I remember this.
She's very pretty. Everyone thought that her and her husband, though, were going to be together forever, but things change. And I saw something else that people were like, oh, why are people getting divorced now? Well, you know, when our grandparents stayed together for forever... I don't think women were allowed to even have a bank account until, like, 1974.
And have you heard, like, most older women's stories of, like, how they met their husband?
No.
It's, like, it's terrible. Like, a lot of them are, like,
I was, like, 15 years old. I was playing in my front yard with the neighborhood kids. And your granddad, like, he had just graduated college. You know, he liked to walk his dog around the block. And he just saw me one day, and he fell in love with me, and he went to my father, and he was like, I want to marry your daughter.
I want to marry your 15-year-old.
Yeah, and they did.
Is this a specific story that you're talking about?
Oh, it was a story I heard on TikTok. This was, a girl was talking, like, she had talked to her grandma about how...
Oh, right.
Yeah, about how her grandparents met. Right. And it was that.
I mean, it's like... No. It, I mean,
people one less married. Mouth to feed, so people, like, families got rid of them.
Not the truth. Jesus. So, in addition to Kyle Richards, Dorit, do you know who Dorit is? I love Dorit, but she's allegedly being kind of threatened by Bravo of being downgraded to a friend of the show if she doesn't reveal her relationship status with her husband, PK, who has allegedly moved out of their home and is staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Mm. And you said you do know who Dorit is. She has, like, the most interesting accent. She's like, PK, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. She's, I used to think she was from Europe, but I think she's, like, from Connecticut.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I haven't watched that show in a while. Oh,
Lydia, stop. You're not allowed. We're recording. Okay. Keep going. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
It's okay. I'm just basically saying I haven't seen it in a while, so I don't remember really.
The show?
Sounds like. Yeah.
Well, there's also another girl, Crystal, and she has been fired, which I'm so good with. But her husband, Rob, he actually created The Lion King.
Oh.
He's hilarious, and I love him, but he won't be on the show either. I did. This is breaking. Vanderpump Rules has also hit a pause. I saw that last night. And I think that's code for canceled. I don't know if y'all can hear this, but Lydia has decided to get under Madison's new bed and is trying to, I don't know, forge a tunnel through it. I'm not sure. Everyone on Vanderpump Rules actually hates each other.
Yeah. They would not still be friends if that show wasn't forcing them to be together.
No.
And so produced now.
It's so produced. I mean, I told myself, I made a big stance of like weeks ago, months ago, that I was not going to watch Vanderpump Rules anymore because of the main guy who, I'm not even going to say his name because I just cannot stand him and I don't want to give him any more support or any kind of anything. But I did go back and watch it. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. I was feeling really sad one day and I was like, I really want to watch a show, something good, and nothing was hitting. And I was like, oh, girl, you haven't watched any of Vanderpump Rules. And I was like, I'm gonna do it.
It's been your comfort show for so long.
It was for so long. So I feel like everyone hated the guy, Ariana's ex, like for so much in the beginning. And then I think Lala, who is the only sober one really, figured out, or the producers told her, be like, hey, we can't have a show. It's not a show if everyone hates one person.
Yeah.
It's not a show. There's no tension. There's no dimension. There's nothing. And because we have seen, you cannot have a reality show where everyone hates one person.
Yeah.
You didn't watch New York Housewives, but they did it on New York Housewives. They had to take people off. On Salt Lake City, Monica... She, the one who was like reality Von Teese, everyone hates her. She had to be let go from the show.
Yes, I remember that.
People, you can't do it if everyone hates one person.
No.
So, then there was this big campaign to like redeem Ariana's ex, and I'm like, I just can't do this. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but these people would not even be friends but for the show.
No.
And it's kind of not a good show anymore.
No, because it just sounds fake. And they're all just sad because they don't want to be there.
It just seems very, very fake and it's not funny anymore. Like, it's just not good anymore.
No.
I don't know. It's like, I don't want to watch it. But yet, I still watch it.
You're addicted.
I mean, I guess I kind of want to thank you for being such an easy child.
Oh, yeah.
You
no problem.
Kind of a delight to raise. And... It's kind of why I don't want more kids. It's because you've been so good and it's been such a good experience with you. And I'm like, how could I even top this?
Yeah, I set the bar too high.
You really did set the bar very high. Parenting is hard. You have like no idea what you're doing. And I don't know what people did before the internet. Like, there's way more information out now back when I was raising kids. But for like your first... For your first period, I had to order a DVD because I was like, I have no fucking idea what to say.
Yeah.
You know? Because what to say, how to deliver it in the right way that your age at the time would receive it.
Yeah.
And make sure the information's accurate. stressful, let me tell you.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't really remember like us
talking about it.
Yeah,
we definitely did.
I remember the book.
I remember talking about it. I remember showing you a tampon. I remember.
Oh, like, I do remember you showing me a tampon.
I did give you the book, which I think is like a rite of passage now.
Yeah,
I think it's the American Girl body book. I feel like everyone has it.
Yeah, with the three girls and their little
they towels. Had towels.
Yeah. It's kind of weird now that I think about it.
It kind of is, but I feel like it's necessary.
Yeah.
I didn't really need a lot of, like, I didn't have to research a lot, but for, like, the period and the sex talk, I researched for those.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I gotta get these right.
Yeah.
But everything else, it was just, like, I was winging it.
Yeah.
I was just winging it.
I mean, I think it worked out pretty well.
I hope you had a nice experience. It's not like it's over. You literally just moved in. You literally have a bed. Like,
yeah, it's still going on.
Because your school is almost out.
Yeah. My last day of classes was Monday.
So you are literally on the heels of finishing your first year of college.
Yeah.
I said last year. Did that make you nervous?
A little bit. I was like, Jesus. Because it's going to go by so quickly.
It is going to go by quickly, which means you should try and be present.
Yeah.
You know, that's like hard though.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah. But I mean, I've been putting effort towards that. Just going out more, trying to be more spontaneous. Now whenever I have a lot of free time, previously I would just spend it watching a show or something in my room mm-hmm. for all day,
mm-hmm.
which would result in me being sad. So, mm-hmm. One time I just went to the Arboretum, which is like the garden-y area.
Like trees?
Yeah.
Arbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have, like, little plaques about each of the trees, and, like...
Oh, that's right up your alley.
Yeah. No, I go there with my camera, mm-hmm. and I take pictures,
because mm-hmm.
there are a lot of lizards and bugs and things over there, mm-hmm. and really pretty flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And then last time I took my top sheet, because I don't know if you've heard, but, like, top sheets are becoming irrelevant.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard. I actually have heard that.
Gigi... we had a whole discussion about that because that seemed to like bother her.
The top.
Yeah.
Crunchy chain.
Times are changing.
Times are just a changing. Live in La Vida Loca.
But I took my top sheet with me to the Arboretum and I used that as like a tapestry.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Why is your generation so sad?
I mean, I don't want to say it, but I think it's those dang phones.
Do you think it's the phone or do you think it's social media?
I think it's just generally, I think it's social media. I just said the phones because that's like a...
Those dang phones.
Those dang phones.
So like,
yeah.
If you do think if you took a break... I've taken breaks from social media before.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't think it's just social media.
Uh-huh.
I just think it's all of us being disconnected from people and like putting all of our energy into...
Virtually.
Yeah. And but not enough into, like, the physical world. Because virtual's not real.
No,
like, it's like a little pocket dimension.
Right.
But that's not the real world.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the real world.
That's
and so we need to be, like, more...
Present in
the real
world.
Yeah, present and just engage more with each other face-to-face rather than online.
So if there was a phone out there that did not have social media capabilities on it, would you want that phone?
Yeah, like we were talking about Blackberries last night. Like I would
that
honestly,
has internet.
I never had a Blackberry. I just thought it was cute, but it didn't. It wasn't like a screen.
No.
You couldn't watch TikTok on that.
No, you could not. Kendrick Lamar is actually coming out with a distraction-free phone.
Oh.
That's only just gonna have capabilities of texting and calling.
Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe I'll get that for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm honestly, I feel like. I want everything to change, but I feel like, but if I only do it, like, I will feel
left out.
Yeah. Because, like, I get, like, school announcements on Instagram.
And, really?
Yeah, like, for social events, like, that's how you find out about things. Right. They don't, So at the beginning of the year, they would like slide flyers under our doors, but they haven't been doing that because it's not reliable to get everybody. But yeah, if I did it for myself, then I would feel completely left out and I would just be disconnected.
Right. How pissed are you? This is a sharp left turn. How pissed are you that your school, high school, changed the dress code before you left?
I mean, I wish, I was pretty pissed because I wish they had done it earlier.
I know.
It was a huge thing for me.
I know.
Because with my hair.
I know. I talked about that last episode.
Oh my God. They wouldn't let me take my yearbook photo.
I know.
Because of my two-toned hair.
It was, but blonde.
But I had balayage.
Yes.
Like it was, I just had highlights in my hair.
Yeah.
And it's not like how it is now. Mm-mm. But then they changed it to natural colors. And so this was okay. Because mm-hmm. it's blonde and brown. Mm-hmm.
But is it now any color?
I don't know.
They can wear athleisure now?
I don't know. I haven't kept up with it.
Oh, I think I sent it to you and you were pissed.
Oh.
No, I got an email. I also had to fill out a like a survey on what I thought about the dress code.
Oh.
And I supported your cause.
Yes. I mean, I think it should have been like the neighboring... Oh, I'm sorry. I think it should have been like the neighboring school. Mm-hmm. Are we saying names?
No.
Okay. Of schools.
That's like, it's like no names.
Because their dress code was just like, just a box.
A box.
Like if you're, the important bits are covered. And from your, I think from like your not necessarily your shoulders.
Like collarbone.
Yeah, collarbone. But you were still allowed to wear like tank tops and things.
Okay, so from like your boobies.
Yeah. Yeah. Beginning of the crack.
Nips down.
Yeah.
I felt bad for you that you never got to like actually live in that dress code. But you kind of do here. You don't have a dress code.
Yeah.
At school.
No. I think being in college is a lot different than being in high school. Mm-hmm. It would be crazy if there was a dress code for that.
It would be. So me and you are about to live together. And we have never actually lived together without someone else.
No.
Are you so excited?
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to have a freaking blast.
Yes. I can't wait to have access to a kitchen. Because I know we both want to learn how to cook.
Cook, yeah.
That's something I've been thinking about a lot. Especially because my dorm doesn't have a kitchen. So annoying.
I don't feel like they really set y'all up right in a dorm. I don't feel like you have enough.
No. And there's ants. They're everywhere. Oh, I can't. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm so happy.
I have a backyard. Yes. And Lydia.
And Lydia.
And me.
Yes, and you.
We're just going to be a bunch of bitches here living La Vida Loca. Okay, y'all, that is it for this episode. Please follow me at The Rich Room Podcast and at Lindsay_Sobel. Thank you, Madison, so much for joining me today. I'd love for you to come back. You're a damn delight, I must say.
Of course. I love you so much, and I'm happy to be here anytime.
Yay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Okay, I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and I will be headed to New Orleans in the Mississippi Gulf Coast, so if you want to see me, hit a bitch up. Bye.
Bye.